Here's a problem with being a parent. No doubt you want what's best for your children. I mean, that's part of being a parent, right? However, in wanting the best for our children, we may provide them with too much comfort. To a point where they cannot grow by themselves. And just before this live, I watched a short video clip in the latest Red Table Talk. If you don't know what Red Table Talk is, it's this Facebook watch show where Will Smith, his wife, actually his wife, sort of like head the show. But the latest episode is between two fathers. It's between Will Smith and Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart, by the way, if you don't know, launched his latest movie, Fatherhood, which I recommend you guys watch. I watched it 2 days ago and I cried a little bit. I don't want to spoil anything. Just want you to watch and you know enjoy it for yourself, especially if you are a father. And in this short video clip, Will Smith talks about a phrase called adversity paradox, which means, in simple terms, you grew up in a very harsh environment, or you grew up with certain kinds of challenges, and those challenges are the pathway that made you who you are. As a man, as a person, right? So you learn from the challenges, you grow from the challenges, and then you become a father, a mother. And somehow, because you want what's best for your kids, you vow that you don't want the same experience that you had to happen to your children. And in essence, that's fine. But the paradox is, by you not giving your children enough challenges in their lives, like you had your challenges in your childhood, right? By you not giving enough challenges to your kids, you are now taking away their own pathway to growth. That's the paradox. And it's a paradox because now you're in a dilemma. Okay, so now what? Do I just leave my child in pain? Do I protect my child or don't I protect my child? That's the dilemma, you see? That's the paradox. And this is one of those many, many things about parenting that puzzles you to this very day. You know, I've been a parent for 6 years now, still haven't figured it out. I'm still young in the game, and I'm sure if you have like a teenager or if you have a not even a teenager, if you have an adult child, 20-year-old, 18-year-old, 30-year-old, I think you too will have issues with like balancing between giving or allowing challenges to happen to your child, but at the same time being there to support and to protect them. It's puzzling, you know, it's puzzling. It's one of those things about being a parent that is both scary and exciting at the same time. It's scary because you're clueless in a way, you know? Like when my son cries because he's frustrated because there's this one challenge in front of him that he don't know how to deal with, what's my role? Do I help him solve the puzzle? Do I solve the puzzle for him so that he stops crying? Or should I just let him be? And just say, figure it out, boy. How do you strike the balance? Because reality is challenges are important. You can't remove all challenges from your child's life because that's their pathway to growth. The same way that you and I had our pathway to growth. Remember when we were children, we faced so many different challenges, and those challenges enable us to grow. Same goes for our kids, but the thing is, we have this inner tendency to protect. And sometimes those inner tendency to protect may it may, I mean, definitely it came from the goodness of our heart. It came from good intentions. But if we're not careful as to how we execute that good intentions, it may invite bad outcomes. Again, it's puzzling. It's puzzling, you know, because too many challenges to a point where your child is overwhelmed is bad. And too few challenges to a point where your child is super comfortable in their comfort zone is also bad. I mean, overwhelming could stunt their growth. Too easy could also stunt their growth. Do I have an answer? No, I don't have an answer. I just want to let it out there into the world, so that people are aware of this, you know? It is a puzzle. It is something we have to figure out. And it's something that we have to figure out, I think, in our own household, because I can't say that there is like a secret formula that works for everyone. The principle works for everyone. And the principle is, you know, kids need challenges for them to grow. That's the principle. But how much challenges and what kind of challenges and what's the timing and what's my role? Those kind of like details need to be figured out in your own specific circumstance, I think, because my household is different from your household, right? So I can't like say, oh, this works for my child. It will definitely work for you. I don't want to say that. I refuse to say that. And that's part of the theme, I guess, of my latest webinar that I'm going to present to you late July, inshallah, 30th of July. And the webinar is called Mendidik Cahaya. Okay, webinar tu dalam bahasa Melayu. Webinar tersebut tentang parenting. Tapi bukan parenting macam, okay, ini yang you kena buat. No, that's not. Itu bukan cara saya. I don't like to tell people what to do. It's more about an exploration though. Now explore what childhood is like based on research, based on what the data says, based on psychology, you know, the things that I learned in my degree and the things that I learned in my boy's life. That's the kind of thing that I want to share with you lah, explore with you dalam Mendidik Cahaya. So Mendidik Cahaya is the latest webinar in Siri Kahwin. So Siri Kahwin previously had 4 webinars, Menuju Sedia, Mencari Dia, Menjadi Redha, Membina Bahagia, and latest edition for July is Mendidik Cahaya. So it is a sequential, it's a series, right? So dia ada sequence dia. Menuju Sedia bercakap pasal persediaan sebelum kahwin. Nanti saya tunjuk poster, ada poster dia. Mencari Dia merujuk tentang ta'aruf, you know, tentang nak berkenalan dengan si dia, macam mana nak tahu like, how to know he's the one or she's the one, or is there even this idea of the one? How do you figure that out? Itu Mencari Dia. And then Menjadi Redha, because you know, dalam usaha nak berkahwin ni macam-macam boleh jadi. So macam mana kita nak sentiasa ada that element redha tu, sama ada benda tu jadi atau tak jadi, especially kalau benda tu tak jadilah, macam mana kita nak memupuk rasa redha tu. And then Membina Bahagia, dah kahwin, still cabaran tak habis. Still kena figure out macam mana kita nak bina perkahwinan tu dalam tahun pertama perkahwinan. And then latest edition tentang Mendidik Cahaya akan bercakap sedikit tentang parenting, a little bit of family planning as well yang saya akan sebutkan, which is a topic that I know is quite sensitive for our culture, but still it is an important topic yang kita kena cakap. Now I'll try my best to be respectful, I will, but it is a topic that we need to talk about. And sama ada you dah kahwin, belum kahwin, dah ada tunang ke apa ke, it is something that you can learn early or not late enough. Either way, it's fine. So kalau ada yang tanya, tapi umur saya baru 18 bang, it doesn't matter. If you're ready for that kind of relationship, you feel like you want to learn more, then silalah. Okay, tidak ada halang guys. Okay, so saya nak tunjuk dia punya poster kat sini ya. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Saya nak share screen sekarang. Ini dia. Ini adalah latest webinar yang saya sebutkan tadi, Mendidik Cahaya. So gambar ini adalah gambar beberapa jam selepas saya menjadi seorang ayah secara official. Itu anak sulung saya, beberapa jam selepas dia lahir. So gambar-gambar saya pilih untuk poster kali ni agak bermakna lah, because setiap gambar tu mewakili fasa yang yang saya nak cerita dalam webinar tu. So ini mendidik cahaya tentang parenting. Ini adalah tentang tahun pertama perkahwinan, itu gambar wedding saya dengan isteri. And then ini tentang menjadi redha, tentang dalam fasa nak mencari pasangan tu mesti ada something wrong. So saya jumpa gambar ni, gambar saya macam serius macam je. Tapi ini lebih kurang lah, lebih kurang zaman waktu saya mencari pasangan. And you know, saya tak nak spoil banyak benda lah, but my wife, isteri saya sekarang bukanlah like the first woman yang saya approach. Ha, tu cerita dia. Jangan risau. Ini bukan secret. Wife saya tahu pasal cerita ni. So jangan risau. Menjadi redha. And then ini pula tentang mencari dia, sesi ta'aruf macam mana kita nak mencari pasangan kita. So gambar ni gambar saya kat universiti sedang sedang tidur dalam ceramah agama. Sebab waktu tu saya amat rajin nak menuntut ilmu agama. So waktu tu dekat Kanada. Dekat tempat saya tu banyak aktif lah dengan program-program hujung minggu. And saya attend, bayar yuran, attend banyak. And you know, sekali-sekala tu rasa letih dan tertidur dan kawan saya ambil gambar. Dan ini adalah webinar tentang persediaan. Dan ini gambar saya umur 18. Dan cerita dia adalah saya berniat nak kahwin seawal umur 18 sebenarnya. Adalah kisah dia. So insyaAllah saya akan share sedikit sebanyak fasa-fasa ini dalam webinar-webinar yang berkenaan. So itulah sedikit sebanyak tentang apa yang saya nak kongsikan about siri kahwin yang terbaru. Ini dah round keempat dah saya ulang. So sedikit apa nama information kepada mereka yang tanya saya soalan dalam 2-3 hari lepas ni. Ada yang tanya kalau saya dah beli kena beli lagi ke? Jawapannya no. Kalau dah beli webinar yang sebelum ni, tak perlu beli lagi. Anda boleh terus sambung ke siri baru tanpa bayar anything extra. Masuk je you punya account, masuk je you punya dashboard, you akan terus nampak webinar yang terkini ada dalam dashboard anda. So, more details ada dekat website saya, aimazan.com/kahwin. Sini ya, kalau nak details pasal webinar tu. Alright, again, kalau siapa yang sudah beli, katakanlah dia dah beli dah webinar menuju sedia sebagai contoh, daripada siri yang sebelum ini, tak perlu bayar extra untuk dapatkan siri yang baru. Ini saya dah terangkan dah dalam website ni, kalau kot siapa yang miss eh. Dan kalau katakanlah anda beli combo siri kahwin, combo ni maksud dia anda beli sekaligus semua webinar terus. Itu special sebab kalau katakanlah saya tambah sebarang webinar baru, mereka yang beli combo yang lalu akan terus dapat webinar yang baru tersebut termasuk dalam combo mereka tanpa perlu bayar lebih. Macam Aidin lah, mengapa bayar lebih? So itu adalah cara saya nak bagi tahu terima kasih kerana anda like committed untuk terus bantai ambil semua webinar, kerana saya tahu ia bukanlah satu komitmen yang kecil. So saya nak hargai mereka yang buat begitu. So kalau anda ambil combo offer, itu antara dia punya special deal je lah. Selain daripada anda jimat RM10 kalau ambil combo offer tu, kira dapat free satu webinar lah kiranya. Okay, itu sahaja daripada saya tentang iklan. Next, saya akan jawab ada soalan daripada saya punya membership. Sebelum saya masuk komen, sebelum saya masuk like, ada juga soalan Instagram. Saya nak masuk dulu soalan daripada membership saya. So, kalau siapa-siapa yang tak tahu, saya cerita sikit eh. Saya ada buat satu, okay, ini like ongoing experiment saya sebenarnya. My ongoing experiment is to create this online community of like people who want to support each other and things like that. But it's been like a 1 year plus punya experiment. I haven't like unlocked the secret yet, but so far it's been ongoing and I learned a lot from the process. And right now what I'm doing as my continuation of the experiment is to make a free online community where you can get things like special discounts, things like you can ask me questions and your questions will be prioritized over other people's questions, like for example in this chill session. So that those are the kind of things that's like special perks lah for people who join the community. It's totally free of charge. If you want to go there, you can go to this link right here, imazra.com/community. All right. Okay, so let's go to the comment daripada the community dulu, okay? So I'm going to share my other screen with you. There you go. Kecil sangat ke? I think kecil sangat. Let me zoom. All right. Okay, so this is from SMR. I don't know what SMR means, but soalan dia. How to normalize yourself that lonely and alone are okay? Ooh, that's a good question. That's a very good question. How to normalize lonely and alone are okay? Here's the thing, SMR. Being alone is not a problem. You know, like right now I'm alone. My son just walked out. So right now I am alone in this room. That's being alone. It's physical in nature. I am alone in this room right now, right? However, being lonely, it's not okay. No matter how much you try to normalize it, it's not okay. Why? Scientifically, it's not okay. Spiritually, it's not okay. Scientifically speaking, we're not created to be lonely creatures because we're created to be social. Like science have shown that we are created to be social. Spiritually, it's not okay as well because we are taught to not be lonely. We can be alone, like, you know, you pray tahajjud, that's you being alone. But you shouldn't be lonely. Loneliness is not a physical thing, it's an emotional thing. When you don't feel connected with anyone, that's not okay. We need to feel the connection. Human connection is key. It's part of our nature. It's part of our necessity of life. Human connection. There's a very good video on YouTube. You can check it out. You can check. You can search for. Let me see if I can find the video for you. Go to youtube.com. Loneliness. I think it's by Vox. Loneliness. Vox. I think it's by Vox. Ah, there you go. Got it. Okay. So let me just share my screen again. There you go. See this? This, the first link here. Why are we so lonely? Glad you asked. Season 1, Episode 3. Okay, watch this video. Watch this video to understand why loneliness is not okay. Why loneliness there's remedy to it. There's a way to remedy it. And when we talk about remedy, it means that that thing that you have is not something that's okay. So when you ask me how to normalize, I shouldn't teach you how to normalize something that's clearly not okay. Again, being alone, it's fine. Sometimes you need to be alone. Right? Sometimes I need to just be with myself alone. But being alone doesn't mean that you are lonely. Like, even though right now I am alone in my room. Anyway, this is my son's room, by the way. Even though I am alone in this room, I am not lonely. I still feel connected to my son, to my wife, to my family, to my friends. You know, the feeling of connected. The feeling of if I grab my phone and call my friend, he's going to pick up. Right? So the feeling of connectedness is still there even though I am alone in my room. So loneliness is not okay. Being alone, it's fine. Sometimes you need to be alone, right? That's why in Islam, we have both. We have tahajjud, where you have this alone worship session. And we have jama'ah, where you should, it's recommended, highly recommended for you to have jama'ah prayer. To pray together. So we have both in Islam because we are created to need both. We need alone time. At the same time, we need to not feel lonely. Both are important. Both are important. So again, coming back to your question, SMR, how to normalize this thing, I don't think you should. I think you should, instead of normalizing it, I think you should combat loneliness by working on how to build connection with people, you know? Second question from the same person, how to not depend too much on others to continue living your life? I think this is related to the first question, I think, because it's a good question. Dependency, or in other words, reliance on others are normal. You know, we rely on each other, right? Again, scientifically and spiritually, both concur with the fact that we rely on each other. We need help, we ask for help, right? From family members, friends, neighbors, colleagues, we need help, we ask for help. We rely on each other. That's not the point that I'm trying to highlight. The point I'm trying to highlight is over-reliance, over-dependence, where you cannot like stand on your own 2 feet. Paham tak? Stand on your own 2 feet. So again, it's a balance though between being an independent individual who can sustain yourself at the same time being an interdependent individual where you still need help. You know, it's a balance. It's a balance. It's not like I'm totally independent where I don't need anybody in my life. That's not good. At the same time, it's not like I am totally dependent in others to a point where I can't be by myself. Both are not okay. Total independent or total dependent, not okay. You have to strike a balance in between where you are independent, you are sufficient, you can take care of yourself. At the same time, you still know how to get help when you need help. Thank you for your question. So I'm just going to tell you that I responded in chill session number, which number, what number is this? This is number, I can't remember, 84, 83? I think it's 83. 84, I think, yeah. I'll correct later. Okay, next. This is from my affiliate marketing group, right? This is something that I will address later. Okay, so this is something that I already answered in chill session 83. So yeah, all right, so that's from my online community, and now let's go to the comment section, shall we? All right. Oh, this is in relation to what I shared earlier about parenting. I created boundaries with someone with good intentions, but the person felt outraged and threatened me until it caused me so much fear. I just wanted peace from my side, but it turned out so bad. So sorry it happened to you. I don't know the details. I don't know who this person is. Is this person your husband, your boyfriend, or your brother, your father? I don't know. What I do know is that you feel fear. So that feeling is valid. That feeling is, it's not wrong to feel it, okay? Whatever the circumstance is, because you feel afraid because there's a reason to be afraid. However, know that you don't have to face it alone. So I hope in your life, you know how to ask for help. And you know who to ask for help. If there's like nobody or you're clueless or whatever, you can try Talian Kasih 15999. That's a good first step. It's not like a complete solution, but it's a good first step. At least you talk to somebody about it, you know? Talian Kasih 15999. Okay? My parents want me to be a teacher because they said I've been working hard for too long. They want me to have a normal job. Normal job. But I don't know if I will feel fulfilled with that normal job doing what I don't love. I'm trying to do side hustle, service on the side, besides my 9-to-6 job. It's tiring, but I feel fulfilled. I don't like I don't feel like I'm wasting time. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a decision you can make with your own life. If you feel fulfilled, if you feel happy, it's just a matter of time before your parents will see that. You know, parents may not see it in the beginning because they are, you know, blurred by fear and worry. And that's normal. All parents feel that. My parents felt it. I feel it too right now with my kids. Like when I first started being like a public speaker, because that's such a non-conventional profession as a full-time profession, my parents were worried. And they wonder, when am I going to, you know, send my resume in, go for interviews, have like a proper stable job, you know, like you, what you said, normal job. Yeah.
Surprise.
What's that? Oh, you color it in? Ah, look at that. Ooh, that's nice. That's very pretty. I have 2 minutes left. Can I continue?
Yeah.
I have 2 minutes. Yeah. What is that?
Butterfly.
That's a butterfly. Oh, that's a butterfly. Okay, I see it. That's a butterfly. That's good.
And
that's the antenna. That's the face. Is that the face? Butterfly's face?
Okay, you punya.
What is
echo.
That? Echo dia. Okay.
Echo butterfly dia ni lah.
Makan apa tu? Makan apa?
Roti cheese.
Makan roti cheese. Okay.
Roti cheese pizza.
Nak sikit boleh? Tolong ambil ke papa sikit. Roti cheese. Please. Thank you.
Please.
Thank you. It's just a matter of time before your parents can see lah that you are truly happy. It took time for me too. You know, but what I did was I simply live my life, do my work, and you know, again, it's a matter of time. Your parents will see it eventually. I don't know for sure. Let me preface it by saying I don't know the future. What I do know from my experience is that it took my parents a while to understand that, oh, what I am doing is a job. I can support my, you know, my family with it. And once they see that I can support my family and I'm happy, you know, they just accept it, you know, because you have to understand when you do something non-conventional, things that they don't know what it is, and they being a human being, we don't like unknowns, you know, you don't like unknowns too, I'm sure. And when somebody does something unknown to us, it triggers our fear response. We become afraid. And especially when we care about that person, we become afraid for that person, you see. And that's what parents do when children decided to do something that's non-conventional. So we as the children, it's our responsibility to show with proof, okay? Not just lip service, with proof, that this is something sustainable, viable, and we're happy doing it. It takes time. It takes time because you can't expect to like convince people in a day. You know, it takes time. Like for me, it probably took me like 2 years maybe of like consistently working to make this a viable career. And after about 2 years or something, it became apparent that this is something that I can do to make an honest living. And my parents now, they're just happy for me. But understand that it took them a while too. Okay?